Luke loves prayer. Luke loves prayer so much that Luke writes all the time about prayer in his gospel, shows Jesus praying constantly, and sometimes gets a little overzealous and adds prayer as an interpretation of parables that probably had nothing to do with prayer. In fact, Luke mentions prayer as much as Matthew and Mark combined. Luke loves prayer and has created a prayer mega section in the gospel this morning. For all we know, this was Luke's favorite part. Luke has taken four distinct teachings and crammed them together into one speech by Jesus. Clearly, Luke is super excited to share about prayer all at once, but it can be more helpful for us to look at these teachings as standing on their own. First, Jesus teaches the disciples to pray in what has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer. The version that Luke knew is shorter than the one in Matthew. And then there are two parables about asking that are very similar to each other. Each has a how much more so teaching about God. If even a grouchy neighbor or a mediocre parent will eventually give good things, how much more so will God, who created you and loves you, give you what you need? Great. But there's one more teaching that's been crammed into this section on prayer, and if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it. A teaching that is perfectly balanced and clearly meant to stand alone. A teaching that should give us pause. This teaching, when considered not sandwiched in between two parables about bread and scorpions, is bigger somehow, more powerful, almost explosive. Hear this teaching again and try to hear it with new ears. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Ask, search, knock. We've gone from talking about daily bread and fish to the existential. Of course, we could read the teaching to mean that God is some kind of quotidian cosmic vending machine, the big wish fulfiller in the sky, but the rest of the Gospels, the call of the disciple, and the life of Jesus don't support that reading. No, this teaching is pointing to something else, something bigger. Jesus is making us a promise. This isn't a how much more so teaching. This is a straight up promise. Promises made by Jesus are not to be taken lightly. Jesus promises that when we ask, we will receive. When we search, we will find. When we knock, the door will be opened. And when Jesus makes a promise, that promise will be kept. God keeps God's promises. It was true for Abraham. It was true for Mary. It's true for us. The promise isn't in question. The real question is, are we even asking, searching, knocking? 99.99% of the time, I don't think we are. I think that deep down we don't want to know, don't want to find, or want that door to be opened. Because when we really ask, we really search, really knock, when we truly seek God, we might just find God. And that's terrifying. When we knock, it is God who answers the door. Let me repeat that. When we knock, the creator and ruler of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of Sarah and Rebecca and Ruth and Mary, the God who is above all and through all and in all, that is who answers the door. Why on earth would we want to knock on that door? Because let's be honest, what we mostly want is for our lives to continue as they are, quietly unimpeded, and slightly better than yesterday. In asking, searching, knocking, we discover an unpredictable God, a God who might call us into uncharted territory, a God who might demand that we take a journey that we don't want to take, a God who might demand our whole life. The stories of Scripture and the stories of the saints all tell the same story. God came into their lives and changed everything. At the very least, the saints have their lives scrambled, most of them suffered greatly, and many of them gave their life or had it taken from them. Knocking on that door means death to self or death. The question isn't, is God going to answer the door? The real question is, are we brave enough to knock? Can we accept what we find? Do we want to know the truth? Yes, yes, and yes. Our answer must be yes, because we were created to knock on that door. Just like the saints and our biblical heroes, God made you to knock on that door. God made you to ask. God made you to search. God longs for you to set out on an adventure with God, to find your calling, to discover who God made you to be, and then to go out and be that person. And like the saints who have gone before us, what we discover is love and joy and peace, even in the midst of struggle. Augustine of Hippo, a man who knew about what happens when you search for God, penned these words 1,600 years ago. "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. In other words, God made you so that you could find God. Is your heart restless? Is there something missing, something you can't even name? It might be time to knock on the door, to ask the hard question, to seek God. So knock. God is waiting. Amen.